This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mentioned the very end of the last hour that we have social media. I just didn't tell you which ones. So you can go to, well, I don't think we have them all. There's probably a bunch of sites out there that we're not a part of. But we do have Twitter over at twitter.freetalklive.com. We have Mastodon, which is the decentralized Twitter, like a competitor to Twitter, and I like it a lot. You can go to toots.freetalklive.com to follow our toots there. And
we've got a Facebook page, too. You
yeah, like I don't it. Talk about that. and I don't post there either. So if
you want
to see the stuff that I talk about on the air, then you got to follow us on one of the other platforms.
Yeah, it doesn't work to post our show prep on Facebook. It just doesn't work that way.
I mean, you can post it there, but
nobody's going to see it, and it runs up our it runs down our view count because Facebook doesn't like you leaving Facebook. So they prefer memes and posts.
Oh, you mean posting links to other sites? Facebook gets
like
mad
that.
About that. They'll bottom it even further, like put it down at the bottom of the pack, make it so people don't see it even more than any other posts that you make. So let's see. So there was Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. There's Mastodon at toots.freetalklive.com and Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. That's where the stories about the bearded man in the military and the foot fetishist guy from the last hour, those are there waiting for you. And you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the let's see, we had the story about the Army going after video gamers, plus the Satanic Temple is now considered tax-exempt by the IRS. We can talk about all that, but let's go to your calls and thoughts first. First up, it's Rick, listening in Bowling Green to WKCT. Hello, Rick.
Hey.
Hey.
I was on my way to the store to do a little shopping, and I had you guys on the radio, and I heard you talking about the agrarian society and, you know, the ages of humanity, and I think you referenced normal sexual behavior or whatever wasn't established until whatever. And it got me to thinking, you know, a lot of things in religion that are morally, you know, considered moral were based on time tested things like disease control. You know, like, for example, some people don't eat pigs, and we now that have microscopes, we know there's trichinosis in pig meat that's more common than there is other meat. So the religions that didn't eat pigs is because they discovered that when they ate pigs, they got sick.
Well, I'm not sure that that's one of the reasons the Jews did it. The Jews were pretty specific. It had to do with a hoof and not chewing its cud, a split hoof and not chewing its cud. That may be the reason,
but that's
not the reason they stated. So a cow will spit up its grass that it's eaten so they can chew it again later.
It's part of a process. You talked about monogamy, and once again, monogamy is probably a good idea for just the simple prevention of spread of communicable diseases.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So, you know, when you find, you know, this free love stuff or whatever, that's fine, to each his own. But one thing that I'm discovering in our society now is that it seems like the pendulum has swung so hard that you're just the biggest bigot in the world. If you just, you know, a church, on Facebook, a church just stated that, you know, we believe in marriage between one man and one woman, and all of a sudden the LGB community comes out and says they're the enemy. And the church didn't say one word about the LGB community. They just kind of stated their belief, and you would think in a free country you'd be allowed to do that.
Well, first of all, it's not a free country. But regardless, freedom of speech does mean that somebody has the freedom to attack your speech with more speech. I mean, that's not the same thing as actually being attacked, right?
I guess not, but I'm just saying that
they didn't crack their kneecaps in.
It's one thing to come out and attack, you know, people. It's another thing for one group of people to say, look, our rules for our church is this is what we believe in. If you choose to share those beliefs, you can join our church. If you don't share those beliefs, then find a church that you are, you know, more compatible with your belief system. I don't think that makes an enemy out of anybody.
I would agree with you. But I can, you know, like people constantly are using their platform to discuss other people's platforms to discuss what it is that they think, right? Like that just seems to be the way it is now. And it's been that way most of my life. I don't know why, but, I'm thinking of Jesse Jackson or something like that. Every time something was happening, Jesse Jackson rolls out and goes ahead and speaks for all black people. Well, that's ridiculous, but it's what was done. And, you know, now pretty much if anybody says anything, any company says anything, for God's sake, now you can see why companies don't try not to say anything at all. But if a company says something, everybody just jumps all over it and says their piece about it, too. And I guess I'm not surprised that people in the LGBT community, many of them probably kicked out of churches, and, you know, they're pretty bitter about it, are going to jump in and have something to say. Probably the most adult thing to do in any circumstance is just to say, well, so what? They've got an opinion, and I'm not going to comment. Somebody on the Internet's wrong, so what?
Yeah, you know? No need to start a flame war over it, although it can be tempting. Rick, sorry, go ahead with your thoughts. Anything else you want to share?
No, I was just saying sometimes it seems like the pendulum like swings dramatically to the opposite. When I try to have a reasonable or polite debate regarding, you know, freedom of belief, it automatically turns into, you know, you're just a homophobe or whatever. The minute you don't just totally 100% accept their position, you're a homophobe. And I guess that attitude is making me more resistant to being sympathetic to their cause.
A lot of people don't realize that. They don't realize that some people will take the opposite position that they have, especially when you're forced. So, for instance, the regulations are now coming down from on high that you have to, if you've got a business, you've got to provide abortions, you've got to give insurance to the gay married couple, or whatever the situation is that may be contrary to your religion. I don't have to agree with your position. I just have to agree that you have a religion, and that's part of your religion. And your religion, doesn't have to be new. It doesn't have to be old in order to be a religion. You can have a brand new religion you decided that says that you can only wear red shirts today. I don't care what it is. Religion's basically a philosophy, usually not particularly cogent one, but whatever. And you should be able to have whatever philosophy, and you should be able to peacefully choose not to participate in whatever it is that somebody has decided that they're going to use the government to make you participate in. And I'd say Christianity has been on the wrong side of that plenty of times throughout history, and now they're beginning to see what it's like. However, that doesn't mean that you, an individual, have ever done anything, and it's all about the individual. Individual rights have to do with an individual. It's not about the religion.
Good call, Rick. Thanks for making it. I had to put you on hold during that because there's some talk back coming from your line.
Stuff going
a little
on.
Noisy. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I was kind of looking around because I'd seen some headlines about millennials or Gen Z and monogamy recently. Not that headlines really mean much of anything, and as it turns out, there are a few different types of headlines when it comes to monogamy. Is monogamy the new sexual revolution for millennials? That's one of them from the DailyBeast.com.
I hear people just aren't having sex because of cell phones.
There's definitely less sex going on, less hanging out in real life going on when it comes to young people in the United States, also in Japan, as I understand it.
And some of these social media sites I'm on, they're constantly complaining about not being able to get into a relationship. Well, you're not going outside.
Right. Young Americans, headline from YouGov.com, young Americans are less wedded to monogamy than their elders. So, I don't know. I guess it just depends on who you talk to.
You get wedded to monogamy when the person that you want goes and has sex with other people. That's when you start getting wedded to monogamy.
So you can bring in whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. We can talk about the Satanic Temple, the U.S. Army recruiting gamers, and, of course, you can bring up anything you want.
To me, what I like about monogamy is that it's a commitment. You can say, look, we're getting together. We're going to start building a life together. Mm-hmm. We're going to start accumulating wealth. We're going to you're going to handle these jobs. I'm going to handle these jobs. We're going to have a division of labor, and it's pretty efficient.
Speaking of wealth, Gene the Christian Anarchist has tipped $4.20 into the tip.lrn.fm room.
I also want to say that if I had any other opinion about monogamy, my wife would beat me.
And he said, Ron Paul was right. he's right about a lot of things. There's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything here. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited here to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on our call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that's where you can call in to bring up whatever is on your minds here on the radio. Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. And actually in our DLive chat over at DLive.LRN.FM, the Remnant asks, if I get an Edge wallet, which is a cryptocurrency wallet that we highly recommend here on Free Talk Live, they're one of our sponsors, but I've used them for long before since it became a sponsor.
Yep.
He says, if I get an Edge wallet, will they ask KYC questions? Do you know what KYC is, Mark?
Know your customer.
And what does that mean?
They want, in many cases, they want you to, as a business, they want them to take...
They being the government.
Yeah, the government wants businesses to collect your name, social security number, you know, blood type, whatever it is that they can get out of you, all the information they possibly can get if they're doing money transfers and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, KYC also usually is heard along with AML, which stands for anti-money laundering. So these are the requirements that the federal government goons place upon various different financial businesses. So check cashing places, you know, banks, you name it, credit card companies. But not Edge Wallet, okay? So that was the question. Is
Free Talk Live would likely never
I can't imagine taking their money if they were like that. Edge Wallet is...
Well, I'll say factual things about a product or an app, but to get me to recommend it...
Yeah, it's not going to be an endorsement.
I might say, this is a great wallet, except they participate in KYC, and it bothers me.
I've never seen that in a wallet. By the way,
they don't have to.
I've never seen that in a wallet. I don't know if it exists. Maybe there are some, but...
You would have to if you were running a...
like an exchange.
Well, Coinbase. A wallet. What do they call that? Custodial wallet.
Where Coinbase or whatever other company takes care of your crypto for you.
Right. When they're taking care of your crypto for you, then they have to do that. But when they're not, then they wouldn't have to do that.
Right. So there is no KYC with Edge Wallet. In fact, Edge Wallet's available on iOS and Android devices. New version actually just came out today.
You always have control of your own money. They never have it.
Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Go to edge.app or just jump into your App Store, Google, or Apple, and grab Edge Wallet. You can hold and store and sell and trade and buy cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Bitcoin Cash, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, and many more. It's edge.app.
And it looks like it's becoming a seller's market in crypto. So
what do you mean by that?
That means the pricing's going up, more people are buying.
Ah, yeah, it's been going up over the last 3 months. It's been very, very good. So go and learn more at edge.app as we go to your calls and thoughts. Steven is on the line listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Steven, in Indianapolis.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about the enormous amounts of UFO sightings been going around recently around the United States.
The U.S. what?
UFOs.
Oh, UFOs. Are they higher than normal?
They've been going up since probably in the thousands. You know, I'm talking, you know, daily. I've seen a couple
thousands
just driving,
daily.
You know, going from A to B. And it's insane, man. And not a lot
Have
of people are talking about it.
Have you been probed?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a physical encounter.
So when you've seen the, you know, what have you seen? Is it like something that's real far off in the distance, like a flashing light, or have you seen something up close?
Well, it's more like the same distance as if you're stargazing. The far distance, like it looks like a star out there, but it'll zip by real fast in the blink of an eye.
And you feel like it's going way faster than like an airplane could.
Or a
meteor. Oh, absolutely. It's as far as the stars are. I mean, just looking up without a telescope, driving when the sky's clear, no clouds in the country. I mean, you can see a lot.
Yeah, how do you know it's not a shooting star?
Well, that's, I mean, I don't have, you know, proof that it's an alien or anything, but.
Sure. Well, if you had proof, it wouldn't be unidentified, right? It's an unidentified flying object. So that by definition means you don't know what it is.
Right, but what I'm saying is, you know, history has given us evidence, you know, Area 51, Project Blue Book, all the declassified government files that's on the UFO topic. I believe aliens have a bigger impact in humanity than people think.
You think aliens are like having some kind of control in, like, government or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, can you tell me about some of this control? You
well,
said you believe,
it's pretty
so.
Much about, it's pretty much how we view the Republican and Democratic Party, but there's...
They are like aliens, aren't they?
Exactly. But they're just faces. We don't really see the people that are, or the beings that are really behind.
Why don't we see them?
Wait, are you saying that the politicians are shape-shifting reptilian aliens?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
no.
They're the puppet. They're the face that we believe are in control, but they're being told what to do.
So you think, hold on, you think the aliens actually are running the governments of the world?
Yes.
Oh,
they've
wow.
been
now,
here for thousands of years. We've been seeded on this planet by what are called the Draco reptilians. They come from the Draco constellation.
Didn't I just ask them?
Yeah, that's what you asked. Yeah. So do the politicians get to see these lizard people?
I don't believe very few of them probably do. But
okay, so how do they control them?
They tell them what to do.
Do they give them a phone call? Do they call Trump on the Oval Office red line? Do they, you know, talk to them in their brain, like through some sort of bone conduction technology? Like, how do they?
They send emails.
A lot of it's telepathic. A lot of it's just thought to thought, holographic, popping up, popping in and out of dimensions.
So the politicians know if ideas were coming into my head, words and ideas were coming into my head, I might think I'm thinking. So do the politicians...
Until you see them in person and they make themselves known to you, and then you're like, okay.
Okay, I thought you said they didn't come in person.
Well, generally they
did. I said very few of them have seen them. But
now, how do you know all this? I mean...
Yeah, how did you get the inside scoop on what the lizard people are doing to the politicians in Washington, D.C.?
A lot of research, a lot of listening to people that study this topic.
Like David
Icke.
Maxwell,
for one of them.
David Icke?
Very good researcher. David Icke, I don't know. He's pretty celebrity. He might be.
I mean, how can they study? What can you research about this besides other people's bedtime stories?
You can go with science and evidence that...
There's no evidence. What's the evidence?
That we live in what's called different dimensions. Our reality is three dimensions.
That's true. And there's certainly the possibility that there are some kind of beings out there that have extra-dimensional abilities to warp in and out of space or whatever it is.
But it's interesting that this whole thing came out after the V for Visitors 80s TV show that had lizard people running the government. In many cases, you'll find...
That was a good show. I saw the remake. I didn't see the original.
You'll find aliens like the Greys coming out after Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Mm-hmm. These things really just come from people watching TV shows.
Right. I don't think you can call it studying if you're just watching TV and listening to
Coast to Coast. Aliens are here. You don't have any idea who they are.
Thank you for the call tonight, Stephen. I appreciate it. But, you know, everybody's got to have a hobby. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
143 people aboard a military charter plane heading from Cuba to Florida wound up in the St. John's River near Jacksonville, Florida. The plane apparently overshot the runway and went into the water.
The water is shallow, so the rescue operations were relatively easy, and I do see that they launched one of the rafts.
which would be standard. Once you deploy a slide or you pop the emergency doors, that's automatic.
The plane was one of two regular weekly flights rotating back U.S. military personnel, family, and contractors from the Guantanamo Bay Navy Base in Cuba. There were no prisoners on board, and there were only a few minor injuries. Cities along the Mississippi River are deluged with water, and they're expecting even more flooding this weekend. So far, four deaths have been blamed on the high water. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on air call-in line rooms. In fact, we've got a couple folks waiting there, so we're going to get to your calls there as well. Over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into any one of those four rooms. They're right there at the top of our list of different chat rooms that you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners 24/7 on our Discord server. It's discord.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live's heading out to Freedom Fest this July. You should come out and join us. It's the world's largest liberty-oriented gathering. This year's theme is the Wild West was a time of liberty and opportunity, or lawlessness and violence. Penn Jillette, Lenore Scanese, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, big names. Libertarians, conservatives, liberals, just people who are open-minded, mingling together and sharing ideas and real debates, real solutions, conversing freely. Freedomfest.com/FTL.
When is it?
It's in July, right?
Yeah, but I don't think you mentioned.
It's not on my copy here what it is. I think
that would be
July.
Important information.
Yeah, it's important information.
I'm sorry I didn't catch that up until now, Mark.
So let me go on here.
Yeah,
you can
sure. I'll
look
it up.
That up.
Yep.
Freedomfest.com/FTL, and you can get the five best speeches from last year for free if you go to that site, freedomfest.com/FTL. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all of them free. Figure out whether you want to go to this great event. It is a great event. It's in Vegas. Be able to get some see some shows with the wife. Have a wonderful time. Freedomfest.com/FTL.
July 17th. Through the 20th. So now we know, and now you know, and you can make your plans. As we continue, we go to Penguin on the line. He's calling from the free market. Penguin, you're on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead.
I sure am, and hopefully my audio is as great as always on,
yes, it is.
On Discord app. So I have a pretty serious call today.
Okay, we're ready.
From a, it was actually an hour-long Fresh Air on, program on NPR I listened to about John Bolton, who's a truly frightening, just absolutely – well, I don't want to say any kind of, you know, diagnosis casually, but he's a truly frightening individual.
He's a government goon, right?
He was under the George W. Bush administration, he was the appointed, and he's a heavy UN skeptic, but he was appointed as the ambassador to the UN, and now he is the national security advisor. He's a lot more influential than a national security advisor typically is. He takes a pretty active role in policy. So what really shocked me and made me want to call in specifically on Saturday night was just to get the information out there about a specific incident. Because you may know about this guy. You may hear about this guy. He was a Fox News contributor for a long time, and that's why Trump picked him, because he tends to pick his people off of Fox News. Not even a joke. I mean, that's exactly what he does. He
actually
picks his people under him on Fox News.
When's Judge Napolitano going to hit the limelight?
I guess that's why everybody's been throwing his name around, to be honest with you. Exactly, probably why. And it's honestly a good chance if the track record proves to predict the future. But in an incident with John Bolton in the lead up to the Iraq War, which eventually did actually occur, but this is before that happened, in that period of time between 9/11 and the Iraq War, when there was certainly the drumbeat to war, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons under Jose Bustani, who was the head of it, they were targeting Saddam Hussein and Iraq to get them to accede to the Chemical Weapons Treaty. The Chemical Weapons Treaty is a treaty that like over 180 nations, virtually all nations on Earth, are party to. They obviously prohibits the use of chemical weapons and opens you up to at any time inspections. And with all this WMD talk, Bustani and his organization were very close to being able to get, or I think maybe did get, a commitment to, or even briefly an accession to the treaty by Iraq. And the next thing he knows, and I have the article here from The Intercept by Mehdi Hassan. I'm not sure if he was the guy on the interview, but I think he may have been. I'm not sure if he was, but this is from The Intercept anyway. And next thing he knows, and he's over there, I think, the Netherlands, and next thing he has John Bolton sitting in front of him at his desk. And John Bolton says to him, let me just go down here.
And when are we talking about? Is this previous to the second Iraq invasion? Or what?
Yes, 2002, and the Iraq invasion was in 2003.
Okay, got it.
And so Bolton, then serving as the Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security Affairs, arrived in person in front of the guy's desk and says, "Cheney wants you out. We can't accept your management style." He said, "You have 24 hours to leave the organization."
Just to be clear, he's talking to the guy who's trying to get countries to sign on to a treaty to stop using chemical weapons?
Who's getting Saddam Hussein to sign a treaty, or has gotten a commitment, or a signature, I'm not even entirely sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes on, "You have 24 hours to leave the organization, and if you don't comply with this decision by Washington, we have ways to retaliate against you." There was a pause. In quote, again, "We know where your kids live. You have two sons in New York." So, I mean, talk about it. Openly, mafia goon that's in the government.
Horrifying.
Like a goon, a real goon.
What's the source on this again?
The Intercept, Mark.
Oh, boy.
The Intercept.
That's pretty reliable.
Yeah, they do pretty good journalism.
Yeah, and this is Bustani said that, and he didn't back down. Actually, they actually had to get him voted off the thing, but voted off of the chairmanship or whatever the role is in the.
So he faced down the threats, is what you're saying. So they didn't end up killing his sons in New York, as he suggested. He faced that down.
Yep. So the quote here is, "My family is aware of the situation, and we are prepared to live with the consequences of my decision."
That's amazing. Good for him.
Yep.
But yeah, I guess absolutely. The idea here is that Bolton did not want any publicity around Saddam Hussein signing any such document because they wanted the ability to invade.
This is when Colin Powell was going in front of the UN, you know, with the vials and all that jazz.
Yellow cakes.
So they couldn't have that.
That they never found.
The treaty, of course.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing that tonight. Anything else, there, yeah. Penguin?
It's horrifying, yep.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Penguin there on our Discord server. One of the bunch of folks that are hanging out there all the time talking about lots of different stuff. Check it out at discord.lrn.fm.
You can call in with a story, too.
Yes, that's right. Just like Gene, the Christian Anarchist, who is on a different Discord line, because we've got four of them there, so you can just load right up. We'll join you, and you can get on the air with us, but he's got to turn his microphone on. Otherwise, we can't put him on the air, because that will absolutely prohibit your ability to talk on the radio. Gene going once. Gene going twice. All right, we'll continue here. I guess we're going to Sarah instead. Sarah, you're in New Mexico. Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, lucky for me.
Yes.
Difficulties, you know, malfunction is always in my favor. or people that you foul language, you know, they get cut off and I get to get my turn.
Yeah. What were you calling about?
Yes, I heard that hundreds of Russians are down in Venezuela. They're very much involved.
Mm.
That's what I was announced on the radio news. And I do believe it, but I'm thinking involved as in, like, military, army, are they there, too? I know that they gave, they have two nuclear war jets that they brought in, but they're very much involved. That was announced. So I do believe it.
Venezuela's been relatively cozy with Russia for many years in the Soviet Union before that, so I guess it doesn't surprise me.
Well, but it's gonna come down to like a war, like confrontation, like North Korea, like Korean War.
You think the United States' involvement in Venezuela, and then Russia's involvement, and then we're gonna have some kind of proxy war?
Well, I mean, there's it sounds like it can happen.
Sounds like it could happen.
No? Yeah, I would say that's the case. Now, there is actually news about this. I'm glad you called in, Sarah, and thank you for the call tonight. Trump apparently had an hour and a half long conversation with Putin about, at least among other things, Venezuela. And some people are mad about that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can tell you more about it on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, man. So much to talk about. So little time here. We had a bunch of things that we never got to tonight. And then Sarah called in with a really interesting topic about the Russians in Venezuela, allegedly. The news media, however, reporting that Donald Trump had a lengthy phone call with Vladimir Putin yesterday. And urged Vladimir Putin urged sanctions relief for North Korea. And warned against interference in Venezuela, according to the Russian embassy. The call lasted for 1.5 hours, according to a post on the embassy's Facebook page. And the pair discussed a, quote, shared commitment to step up dialogue in various areas, including on issues of strategic stability. The spokesperson for the White House said the leader spoke for more than an hour. Trump tweeted about the chat for a second time on Saturday, that's today, saying there was, quote, well, let me read the whole thing. Here's his tweet. Quote, very good call yesterday with President Putin of Russia. Tremendous potential for a good/great relationship with Russia. Despite what you read and see in the fake news media, look how they've misled you on Russia collusion. The world can be a better and safer place. Nice.
I think that the news media, at least if I was to listen to MSNBC, would have me to believe that Donald Trump is cozy with Russia, so therefore... this shouldn't be surprising, I guess, a long conversation. I'm not sure exactly what I'm supposed to draw from this. I don't believe what I hear on MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
And I find the idea of two guys with nuclear weapons as a possible solution to problems talking a good thing.
Absolutely, it's a good thing. In the same way that's
better than firing missiles.
Yes, in the same way that Trump talking with Kim Jong-un was a good thing. Unfortunately, the most recent meeting with Kim Jong-un was cut short early due to, I guess, Kim Jong-un feeling as though he was not being treated fairly by some in the U.S. government. And what's interesting about this position of Trump is it goes against people like John Bolton, who was just called in about in the last segment. In fact, I'll get into a little bit more of the story, but I do want to say thanks to Riley Blake, first and foremost. Number one, for doing the Free Talk Live Digest, because he does that. It's a daily thing that he does where he kind of whittles down our we do a 3-hour-long radio show. You cut the commercials and the news breaks out, and it comes down to about 2 hours of just straight-up talk time for the podcast. And then he takes that 2 hours and whittles it down to like 20 to 30 minutes with whatever he considers to be the best parts of each show. Those daily digests are located on our podcast feed, which you can subscribe to over at feeds.freetalklive.com. In fact, there's a feed just for the daily digest, as well as a feed for the full shows, but the normal feed has all of them in it. And so thanks to Riley for that, but I'm actually bringing him up to thank him for also being a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier, which means that Riley contributes $10 per month to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And there's some cool perks that you get for being an amplifier there, for helping us get on more great radio stations around the country. We had the pleasure of announcing welcoming WRKO to weeknights this week.
They don't get
it doesn't get much bigger than that.
Yeah,
it really
well,
doesn't.
The calls certainly don't get more recognizable.
Well, certainly people in the Northeast, all of them, probably, if you've heard talk radio before, you know about WRKO. I don't know how far it, you know, if you're in California, you probably don't know those call letters, but they're big up in you know, it's Boston Station, and it's is heritage the right word for
yeah.
a station that goes back for many decades?
That's right.
Actually,
doing the same format for a long time that's your heritage.
In 1981, I actually did a little research on RKO today when I was writing our email update that I sent out this weekend, you know, kind of announcing the good news. And that's like 1981, it's almost a decade before Rush Limbaugh even became a talk show.
Right, so. As far as being a talk station,
yeah,
1981's about as far back as you could go.
Yeah.
As an AM. AMs were playing music back then.
Exactly. So thanks to Riley for helping us in the AMP program. You can join the AMP program over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. I'm going to read a little bit more from this story on Trump meeting with Putin. Friday, Trump told this is Bloomberg.com. Trump told reporters at the White House that Putin had assured him that Moscow isn't seeking to, quote, get involved, unquote, in the crisis in Venezuela, despite assertions by the U.S. president's top national security advisors that the Kremlin is offering critical support to Maduro's regime. So he's countering his own team, basically. He's going against people like John Bolton. Troops said of Putin.
I'm not sure I would trust Putin's word on something like that.
I wouldn't trust John Bolton's either.
Maduro's guy, I'm not done saying I do.
Yeah.
Maduro's guy is likely Putin. And then Trump yep. has his guy that he'd like to see go in. So I'd say this is an issue that needs to be solved in Venezuela, not an issue that needs to be solved in Moscow or Washington, D.C.
Right. And it also doesn't need to be solved by Moscow or Washington, D.C. troops entering into Venezuela, which is, of course, what a lot of people are afraid is going to happen down there. And with people like John Bolton in charge of that sort of thing, it could very well, if he's indeed the warmongering scum that he's been presented as, and I suspect he is. But here's what Trump said about Putin. Quote, he's not looking at all to get involved in Venezuela other than he'd like to see something positive happen for Venezuela. And I feel the same way. The conversation, which Trump went on to describe as, quote, very positive, unquote, appeared to be another example of Trump taking Putin's claims at face value, despite contrary evidence from his own government. Spokesperson Sanders said on Friday that Trump simply was, quote, relaying what President Putin said to him, that's it, unquote. The White House National Security Advisor John Bolton and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo both said, who's, by the way, I think former CIA, said earlier this week that the Kremlin talked Maduro out of leaving Venezuela after U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido attempted to end his regime by calling for a military uprising. In a video message posted Saturday on Twitter, Pompeo said that during an April visit to Cucuta in Colombia on the Venezuelan border, he had seen, quote, firsthand the misery that Maduro has created with the Russians and Cubans' help. And then going on North Korea, the Russian embassy said Putin and Trump, quote, noted the importance of consistent progress towards denuclearization and achieving long-term normalization on the Korean Peninsula because Putin had a meeting with Kim Jong-un recently. So I've had an article about that for a couple of weeks now. We just haven't had a chance. Just hasn't been on the top of my prep stack. But, you know, we've seen Kim Jong-un reaching out internationally to, you know, Donald Trump has had two meetings with Trump. There have been some really positive developments in North Korea as far as them stepping down the still ongoing but, you know, sort of demilitarized conflict, if you will, that's the war between South and North Korea. And so Putin briefed Trump about his meeting with Kim Jong-un. And then, let's see here, hours after their talk, North Korea fired numerous short-range projectiles off its eastern coast, according to South Korean authorities, a move seen as Kim's latest and most provocative signal of frustration over talks with Trump. And in that story about the Putin meeting with Kim Jong-un, let's see here, Kim criticized Washington. This is from APnews.com. Criticized Washington for taking a, quote, unilateral attitude in bad faith at the Trump-Kim meeting that has caused a diplomatic standstill. North Korean state-run news agency said recently Kim told Putin that the situation on the Korean Peninsula has reached a critical point where it could return to tensions and that peace and security will, quote, entirely depend on the U.S.'s future attitude. So Kim's playing a little bit of hardball here. He wants sanctions to be removed before he removes some of the, you know, the nuclear capabilities that his country has. Is that an unreasonable position from his side of things?
I don't think it is. Sanctions don't do anything to world leaders. They do things to
the people.
The people, the poorest of people in a given geographic area. And, it's really not going to do much.
Let's go to Gene. He's a Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I turned down my media volume. I think that'll help.
Okay.
Anyway, the guy that called earlier about aliens, he really makes me miss old Gene Ray and the Time Cube and how we're all educated, stupid. I mean, Gene Ray actually had it figured out. He was the real deal. So,
which part? The part where he said that there were four simultaneous days happening at one time?
All the parts, everything. Gene Ray was the smartest man in the world. And
you can
he knew
go to our page at freetalklive.com/interviews.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
I just give out guests.freetalklive.com.
Guests.freetalklive.com, great. And you can see Gene, look up Gene Ray there and hear the...
he's crazy!
More than 10 years old, yeah.
Yeah, it's an old interview. He since has passed away, sadly, and the Time Cube website unfortunately went away with him, or shortly thereafter whenever the hosting plan ran out of money. But I suspect you can go and read it over at archive.org, which is a very handy website.
Somebody has to be hosting this already.
Somebody bought the domain, so if you go to timecube.com, it will not show you anything that has anything to do with Timecube. It's some, you know, spam or whatever it is. But, if you go to the Wayback Machine, the Internet Archive, go to archive.org, type in timecube.com, and prepare to be amazed at the madness.
But my own personal opinion about aliens...
You got 10 seconds. Go.
Okay. We could. They would have no interest in us. We're just too tiny of a thing in this big old universe for them to be interested in us at all.
Gene, the Christian anarchist, well said. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.